The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
So much surrounding NBA free agency, and just coming out here in the last minute or so, Shams Charania reporting free agent guard Keon Ellis is agreeing to a 2-year, $18 million guaranteed deal with the Brooklyn Nets. So that is one Cavs free agent down, not going to be back with the team. This was, in some ways, in a lot of ways, kind of the expectation, but certainly puts a hamper on that DeAndre Hunter trade. Help us out with this report, as well as all the ones we're getting at the beginning here of NBA free agency. We head out to the Wisehart Right, We Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. You can find him over on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Our good friend David Shepard joining us now. Shep, what's going on?
Jake, my head is spinning, man. How you doing with all this LeBron James news, man?
I mean, listen, I was of the belief very early on this offseason it just wasn't going to happen. He was going to go back to L.A. Then the Golden State stuff came out, and I was like, oh, it's not going to happen. Everything that's happening in succession today, like, I'm still somewhere close to a coin flip, but now it almost feels like it's more likely that he ends up here.
Jake, look, you know how LeBron James operates. He cares more than any other athlete of his caliber when it comes to his individual legacy, right? Mm-hmm. He talked about it in 2016 when he won his first title with the Cavaliers. He then continuously talks about it in terms of where he stands against Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and any all-time great you want to throw out there. This would be the one scenario you cannot take away from him in terms of the argument against Michael Jordan, because people were going to say, well, Shep, Jake, he's got the numbers. Well, in fairness, LeBron James plays in a much more offensive-friendly era than Michael Jordan. He has a longevity. But what you cannot take away from him is if he goes to Cleveland with a team with no all-time greats that just got swept in the Eastern Conference Finals, and let's be honest, probably would not have won their first-round matchup if it was a fully healthy Raptors squad, and he wins a championship with them for ring number 5, which would be the most titles of any star or superstar of his respective generation, finally, he is going to be make a legitimate argument when it comes to his place in NBA history versus any other all-time great. But if you go to Golden State, Jake, you are going to a team that is already stacked and what we like to say is a super team.
I mean, is there any question at this point right now that Cleveland is probably his best opportunity to win a title as well?
Well, I don't know if it's his best opportunity because obviously, as you know, he's an unrestricted free agent. He can go wherever he wants.
Right.
So if he wants to go to Oklahoma City, if he wants to go to San Antonio, if he wants to go to New York, he's going to have a better chance than going to Cleveland, right? But the story is going to Cleveland. That's what's going to put his legacy in a category that no other team would do for him. If he goes to San Antonio, they just made the NBA Finals. If he goes to the Knicks, they just won their first title in 53 years. If he goes to Cleveland, a place that has not made an NBA Finals, unless LeBron James was on the roster and brings them to a finals, that would absolutely light the city up. And I believe without even winning a championship would put him in another stratosphere. Now, he wins a championship in Cleveland. Can he do that? Yes, he can do that. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with James Harden. Obviously, you know, James Harden opted out to create some more financial flexibility. You have Donovan Mitchell that can, without question, be the best player on a championship team. He just needs a supporting cast. You can't win a championship with James Harden as your second best player. I mean, how many times are we going to have to figure out that James Harden is the worst postseason superstar of his generation? I think Evan Mobley is going to continue to add to his game. You got individuals like Dean Wade, obviously Jared Allen, Max Strus. You got some dogs on this team. LeBron could win it with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I am hoping, and I know I had Ken Carman on very recently on SiriusXM NBA Radio. And Jake, you would know better than I would. But I have a feeling that Cleveland would not just embrace LeBron, but would welcome him with complete open arms at this point.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. This is a town that has loved him unconditionally. I mean, obviously, after the decision was very upset, but welcomed him back before. Less tumultuous this time. They're welcoming him back. The one guy I had questions about, Shep, is...
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Whether or not Donovan welcomes him back with open arms, I typically land on yes, just because of bringing James Harden here. It seemed like that could have been a strategy from the beginning, but there's been so much talk about, you know, this is Donovan's era. They didn't want to have to go back to LeBron to get it done. Do you think that Donovan would welcome him back with open arms in this addition to the Cavs?
Yes, because Donovan Mitchell is not a dummy, and Donovan Mitchell is going on year 10, and he understands he is not an all-time great. He's not. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's probably going to have his jersey retired in Cleveland, whether LeBron comes there or not. That's the trajectory for Spida. But he's not 1A on a championship team. He's just not. So if you're Donovan Mitchell and you're in your 10, at what point does your ego have to kind of take a back seat and say to yourself, you know what, I can be the number one scoring option, but I may not be an alpha for a championship team. Or, Jake, I got to do what LeBron did and know what it's like from a previous champion to actually get to the mountaintop. Because if he doesn't go to Miami, I don't know if he wins that title in 2016 with the Cavs. I don't know if he has that championship moxie unless he plays with Dwayne Wade, who obviously had that championship moxie from 2006. I think playing with Shaq rubbed off on D-Wade. So Donovan Mitchell understands at this point of his career, like Jake, like you saw, you've seen it up close and personal. How many times has this team underachieved with Donovan Mitchell? Yes, they get to a conference finals for the first time since the early 90s when they don't have LeBron James. But they didn't stand a chance against New York. That team essentially quit. Like, who are we kidding? Donovan Mitchell is at the forefront of that. Not that he necessarily quit, but it's not like he inspired the other guys to run through a wall. He's got to learn winning ways at the highest level. I don't know if he's capable of that. He needs to have someone like LeBron with his four titles to kind of show him the way. I think Donovan Mitchell would absolutely embrace LeBron the same way the sports fans of Cleveland would.
And again, David Shepard with us here on the hotline. And Shep, I want to ask you a couple of things obviously happening outside of Cleveland in free agency as well. Golden State's apparently pursuing LeBron. We all know that's the case. if that is the case, and we're talking about AD and LeBron potentially being a package deal, why did they re-sign Kristaps Porzingis?
That's a great question. Maybe leverage to get AD? Like, I'm with you. I mean, you're going to have, what, six Hall of Famers without Horford. Mm-hmm. Like, it's insane. Now, the most recent thing that I'm hearing about Washington is that they're putting this out there. Maybe this is a play on their part to get the best deal possible. Who knows what kind of games they're playing with the media and with the general public. But what I'm reading, what I'm hearing, is that they're going to play hardball with Anthony Davis. They're not giving him away easily. So it's going to take a lot to get Anthony Davis to Golden State. But I got to tell you, Jake, I understand it's enticing and it's a sexy story and it's got a lot of juice behind it. But I don't want to see LeBron James join the best player of his generation besides himself. I don't want to see him join a guy in Anthony Davis that is an Olympian, that's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I want to see LeBron James earn it, even in year 24. That's not earning it. And Jake, it's not going to be LeBron's championship. It's going to be Steph's championship. Yeah. That's always going to be Steph's team. LeBron's aware of that. He's more aware of that than anybody. I mean, let's be honest. We still don't give Kevin Durant credit for winning two championships, 2017, 2018, right? Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. No doubt.
Technically, yes, he's a two-time champion. But we don't really look at Kevin Durant as this great champion. We look at him as someone who got on a very hot bus and was a major contributor. And you can make an argument, maybe the best player for the Warriors in those NBA finals. Mm-hmm. But we don't really give him the credit the way we give credit to LeBron in 2016, Giannis in 2021, Dirk Nowitzki in 2011, Nikola Jokic in 2023. We want to give LeBron the benefit of the doubt for going after a championship and not taking the easy path. And for three of his four championships, he has taken the easy path. The one exception where he hasn't was 2016.
All right, Chip, I know we're on a tight time restriction, but I wanted to make sure I asked you this before you get out of here. Raptors, obviously big trade, Kawhi Leonard coming from LA back to Toronto. How much better did the Raptors just get in the East?
Are we getting a healthy Kawhi Leonard that plays 65 games like we saw in 2026, or are we getting the Kawhi Leonard we've seen for the majority of his career? That's the question I have for you.
That's a great question. I wish I could answer. I wish Kawhi could answer that. I don't think he can.
So if we're getting 2026 Kawhi, where he's seventh in MVP voting, where his body is able to withstand an entire NBA season, Toronto Raptors are absolutely contenders in the Eastern Conference. With RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, and obviously Scotty Barnes, without question, they're going to be an Eastern Conference contender. Kawhi Leonard was All-NBA second team last year.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard averaged a career-high 28 points per game. And obviously, that's better than what he did in Toronto 7 years ago. So if they get that Kawhi, and that's obviously the million-dollar question, Toronto's going to be one of the top four teams in the East. If they get the Kawhi that we've seen for the majority of the past decade, it's going to be a frustrating year for Toronto, the same way we've seen for Kawhi in most of his Los Angeles tenure.
Sheb, I always appreciate you setting aside time. It's always good to talk to you. The NBA offseason's going to be crazy. Free agency's going to be wild. So I hope sometime soon around the corner here, we can catch up and break it all down again.
Jake, anytime for you, man. Continue to kill it, brother. You have a great show. Continued success. Thank you for having me, sir.
Yep, absolutely appreciate it, Sheb.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.